Simon Shini Gimel Sif Hey. Mechaber discusses a Seder Tov Migdal, which basically like a big closet. It was not attached to the wall, rather it was like a large closet that was a movable closet. And the opening, the door, is typically from the side. And it would have two hinges. In other words, it have a top half of the door and a bottom half of the door. The top half of the door, the hinges were on top of the closet. And the bottom half of the door, the bottom half, the hinges were on the bottom of the closet. So if the bottom door fell out of its place, fell out of the socket, out of the hinges, so it's also to put it back in on Shabbos, even just to stick it back in, because the chashash concern, you might come shema yiska, you might come to bang it in with nails or screws, and that would be a problem makor patish. However, if only partially it fell out, you could stick it back in until it's properly in place, because since the top door, the top half of the door, is still in place, it's very easy to stick the bottom half in. The chashash that you're going to be shema yiska, you might come to bang in with nails, is not so big. Only the bottom half came out completely, is there a chashash shema yiska. However, if the top half of the door came out, then it's also even to stick it, to push it back into place. Even to not come out completely, it will still be a problem. It's a bigger chashash over there, shema yiska. Now the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case where the hinges are on top and on the bottom. There's a top half and there's a bottom half. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies though if the hinges are on the side of the door. In other words, in the middle, halfway down the side, the same chashash exists. Even in the case the chashash does not exist, it's exera in the case where the hinges are in the middle, up to a case where the hinges are on the top and the bottom in this case. Even if the hinges are made of metal, there's always a chashash that somebody's going to bang in better with nails. Siv Vav, Mita Shaprakim. A Mita Shaprakim is a bed that's like a folding bed, a portable bed that you can take around. People would travel, would take it with them, and they would open it up at night, and they would fold it back up in the morning. But it's made out of different parts. So the Mechaber says, usher to put it together on Shabbos, because the derech was b'tekeya to bang it in well with nails, and somebody's taco bangs in well with nails, is chayev chatas. It's a problem of makor patish. Some say it's a problem of boina. You know, usually there's no binyan vestir bekelim. Could be here. It's a binyan gomer. It's a kli gomer. Make like a real kli out of it, the whole bed. There will be a problem of boina. But in any case, to bang it in probably with nails will either be chayev atz makor patish or it's boina. And therefore, it's usher to put it together and put the pieces in, even without banging with nails, because of a chashash, it's on shema yiska. You might come to bang it with nails. Therefore, the Mechaber says that something that its derech is to be loose, it's mutar chila to put it together, because we're not afraid shema yiska. As long as you talk it careful, the Maradin, careful not to do it too tight. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says a roughly v'ina roughly, something that's halfway in between tight and loose, would also be a problem. Mechaber says a kosher prakim, a cup that's made out of different compartments. There's like the foot of the cup, and then there's the cup part of the cup, and it's meant to be taken apart and put back together. That the Mechaber says you could take apart and put back together on Shabbos. And the reason is because it's not the derech to stick it in as tightly as by the bed, and therefore there's a weaker chashash of shema yiska. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Yesh Mish Omer, there is a shita that holds that the kais, the cup, is the same as the bed. They hold that it's enough the derech to tighten the cup together that it has the similar gzera as the bed has, as a chashash, you might come to make it too tight. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that the cups at the time, had times the Magen Avraham, maybe times Mishnah Berurah also, the derech was to tighten the two parts together, the cup and the foot of the cup, and therefore it will be usher, even according to the first shita. Covers of kalim, that it's a derech to put on and off constantly, and therefore you could put it on and off. It does not resemble boina or makor patish as well. Even if it's the derech to take it apart and put it back together again, still there's no gzera, there's no kashash that you're going to do something that you're not allowed to do. Now in this machlekas, if the cup is the same as the bed or not, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Chilu one shi machmer, treat the cup the same as the bed, and not to take it apart and put together on Shabbos. But if it's a need, the tzarech Shabbos, one can make them, and one can take it apart and put together." Mishnah Berurah says, "Something a shtender in the shul that tzvarim are put on, the same as the cup that we told in machlekas, and it's berti machmer, but the tzarech Shabbos, one could be makel. Again, if the derech is though to tighten it very well, then everyone agrees that it's the same as the bed, and it'll be also to take it apart and put it back together on Shabbos." Because Gzera Shema Yiska. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber discusses a beam that broke, that cracked. You want to support it, that it shouldn't fall apart more. You can take the Aruch HaSamita, that's like the board of the bed, which are a kli, and you could support it with the Aruch HaSamita, with the board of the bed, like the head of the bed, or the sides of the bed. Not that's going to put the curve back together again, that you would not be allowed to do on Shabbos, but just that it shouldn't fall apart more. As long as you do it in a loose way, that if you want to pull out the Aruch HaSamita to use them for a bed, you'll be able to do that. As opposed to if you make it too tight, you will not be able to get the Aruch HaSamita out, that will be also doing Shabbos, the problem of Vatu Kli Me'echonai. Now we're talking about using the Aruch HaSamita, but just use a stick that's not muksa to support the beam that the Mishra brings is a machlekes if you're allowed to use that on Shabbos to support the cracking beam.